This is Twit.
So to continue the roller coaster that is Nexus 2014, the one device of the three that on the onset I was the most excited about, that I was, you know, being the Google TV, Android TV guy, the Google's Nexus player, and so, but I didn't, you know, I missed the pre-sale, and but I'm like, well, I want to see how it is or whatever, and it seems as if within minutes of the NDA restriction lifting, everyone's reviews went up, and they were pretty much all consistently that the Nexus player is not quite ready for prime time.
Yeah,
Ron Amadeo did a great analysis and great breakdown of it on Ars Technica, and basically the net is that the device is all right. The app and game catalog is pretty scarce, and the remote is cheap and dinky.
I think all you need to do, Brian, is scroll to the very bottom of this review and take a look at the pros and the cons.
Yeah.
And you'll kind of see what pretty much everybody...
It goes on for a while.
Yeah, it's a big article. But if you go down to the bottom there, you see, you know, three good and just a ton of bad and ugly. And, you know, ultimately it just... Honestly, when I read through these and kind of hear more about the Nexus player, it reminds me of the ADT1, which is the developer version of it that I have, and a lot of similar issues with that. And, man, you know, I hope that a lot of it's just figured out. Definitely the availability of compatible apps is a problem right out of the gate. But you kind of expect that if it's a new platform, right?
We had that problem with the Google TV, and it never really got solved, and you're hoping that with this platform. But go back to that list, Brian. There's one that I think is even worse, the ugly, a video player that can't smoothly play video.
Yeah.
I know. Like, that's the core breaker. Yeah, if that's the core functionality of the device, that's rough.
Yeah, it is.
So you know, I just want to say I'm not impressed because it is not my Nexus Q.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still madly in love with the design of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a complete paperweight, no, but it's a collectible.
Hey, the design didn't go anywhere. The design still exists.
So. Yeah, I know. It's a collectible paperweight. But, you know, I'm like, how many years is it going to take Google/Android/whatever to finally get into the set-top box, as it were, universe in a proper way? Like, so Chromecast is awesome, right? They nailed that. But you look at what, like, Amazon, their TV box is, you know, doing pretty well and gotten good reviews. So I'm kind of questioning, like, why is it so difficult? Why can't they nail this?
Yeah, I know. It's a repeat. It's repeatedly we're seeing this, and at this point, kind of expecting it. That's why, like, the more I read bad news about the Nexus player, the more I was like, yes, this saddens me. But what saddens me more is that I kind of expected to be disappointed.
I'm not surprised.
You know what I mean? And I don't want that. I want things to kick butt.
It's the football. It's the Charlie Brown football. Every time, it's like, all right, this is going to be the one. And then it gets yanked. Yeah, it's like, oh.
Now, mind you, none of us have played with the Nexus player.
No, so but I'm not going to get one after this. I mean, I think that, I don't know Ron very well, but he's got a good name, and he's been on the show enough
absolutely.
That I really trust him.
I trust his opinion.
And
for sure.
This is not something even $100. If this was maybe $49, then I would take the risk.
Yeah.
But at $100, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's tragic because I want this so badly. I want it to work. I want it. Oh, well.